You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 214. As mainstream American and Canadian audiences prepare to see a half-series finale that's been buzzing all over the net for a week, poor The Almost People sits like a walk-on basketball player at the end of the bench, quiet and forgotten, which is a shame because it is possibly my favorite Matt Smith performance of all. The Almost People was disappointing in some respects. As I feared, the ganger versus human fight threw most subtlety out the window, most obviously with the supervillain-level dialogue from ringleader Jenny, as well as a hackneyed, "No, I'm the real one" scene. On the other hand, both Cleves and Jimmy's characters were believable, and I would have preferred more explorations of their identity crises than typical base under siege stuff in this ep, but this is Doctor Who, not something like Gattaca. But speaking of identity crises, let's go back to Matt Smith. Some of you may think that unrepentant Tennant Doctor fanboys like me are supposed to sulk in the corner in our 3D glasses, staying with the 5th and 6th seasons, only so we can hurl weak invective like an angry Mystery Science Theater bot. Well, I reject your reality and substitute my own. Matt Smith is magnificently compelling, especially in The Almost People. Body double acts are usually good clone here, bad clone here, let's fight. Smith, however, most fully realizes the point of this two-parter, that there need be no difference between Ganger and Originator. The Doctor's supreme self-confidence, his refusal to be threatened by the other, makes for some uniquely playful split-screen interplay. But it's the second viewing, knowing about the Doctor's ruse, when the genius of Matt Smith's performance is revealed, with the two Doctors calculatedly playing off each other like perfect conspirators. Smith hits the nuances perfectly. At all times, he knows which character he's playing and who that character's pretending to be. A script can only take that kind of role so far. It's a remarkable performance. The 11th Doctor may not be my Doctor, but you know what? He absolutely is the Doctor, as Colin Baker said, whether you like it or not. And I'm in no hurry to see him move on. And that is your June 11th edition of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, with a follow-up coming very, very soon, taking a look at last at A Good Man Goes to War. More episodes can be found at twominutetimelord.com, where you can also find links to all the social media stuff that I keep talking about at the end of these podcasts. You know where you can find me.